listener production.
Hey there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The federal government is beefing up its security for the tax office, Centrelink and the health department. Tender documents have revealed the extra protection triggered by the recent cyber hacks of Medibank and Optus. It's understood the added security should be enforced by April. Hillsong founder Brian Houston has faced court in Sydney today, the 68-year-old pleading not guilty to concealing a serious indictable offence after allegedly failing to inform police about child sex abuse committed by his father. The court has heard Houston didn't speak out because the complaint was adamant he didn't want authorities to know about it. The AMA is joining the Grattan Institute in calls for a major overhaul of Medicare. It's after a new study suggests the 40-year-old system is outdated, offering incentives to GPs to pump out quick consultations. AMA Vice President Danielle McMullen has told the ABC the system needs more flexibility to bring in a broader care team.
For example, to make sure that our patients with diabetes have ready access to diabetes educators, dietitians, and our practice nurses to help support them in their care.
Police are yet to decide whether they'll put down two dogs that fatally mauled a man south of Brisbane on Saturday. 42-year-old Kane Minion was working as an electrical meter reader at the Logan property when he was attacked. Two sharks have been spotted at Sydney's Bondi Beach this morning, but they were inside the shark nets, the sighting sparking debate over the effectiveness and safety of the nets. In sport, North Melbourne has picked up three-time premiership player Liam Shields as a supplementary selection. The veteran midfielder will reunite with former coach Alistair Clarkson at Arden Street. Collingwood's Jordan Dugowie has undergone surgery today. The 26-year-old got a minor arthroscope on his right shoulder. The midfielder is set to return to full training in the new year. And the Aussie Test side is expected to bring in a few more quicks into the fray for the second test against the Windies in Adelaide on Thursday. Our guys leading 1-0 in the series.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.